I am just deeply humbled and moved to be able to stand before you and talk about Jesus. And it has just been a joy to be in the Lord's house all day. If you weren't here this morning, you need to go online when you get home and you need to listen to that word that Pastor Teresa brought to us today. My. And then I'm hoping that you can get to the 3 o'clock service online. I'm not sure, but I was super encouraged this afternoon by Pastor Patrick, and every single one of us should be walking out telling somebody God bless you in a whole different way. Praise the Lord that we could come into God's house here on Broadway. I'm so glad that Mark Hellinger Theater closed its doors a long time ago and the house of the Lord opened wide. Amen. Amen. It's good news. And we just want to make sure tonight that no one goes out here tonight missing that good news and understanding what Jesus is all about. You've heard from some real people, some real stories tonight. And time again, I come into this 6 o'clock service and I am just moved by real people, real stories, talking about a real Jesus. A real Jesus. Just a few minutes I want to take out and just share with you this story that the Lord placed in my heart. Man, I had so much of what I wanted to share through the day, and it just felt kind of blurry, and I wasn't sure. It wasn't really till this afternoon that God stirred my heart to this one particular story I just want to share with you for a few minutes. It was in between services. I looked over at my wife, and I said, I want to talk about this particular story right here. And she looked up at me and was like, oh, that's the same story that God put on my heart today. And I was like, really, honey? Yes. She was like, you better preach that. I said, okay. So you know, when the wife says it and she's in agreement with the Holy Spirit, you better follow in obedience. Husbands, listen to them wives when they get a word from Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord for praying wives. Man, thank you for that testimony. Whew, my God. Praise the name of Jesus. Hey, just listen to me. I'm just going to take a few minutes out. I'm reading in Luke chapter 8, and this is a story about Jesus who heals this woman. And I'm going to read from beginning with verse 42, the second half of it, where Jesus went, the people pressed around him. This is as he's traveling, and I'm going to explain where he was going in a second. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years. And though she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him, talking about Jesus, and touched the fringe of his garment. Immediately, her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who was it that touched me?" I love that. And when all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds surround you and they're all pressing on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him, and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." The message I just want to share with you this evening is, his power is yours. His power is yours. Praise God. That statement alone should put a smile on your face. Tonight, we want to make sure that nobody goes out of here powerless, feeling weak, unable to go on. But there's power in Jesus Christ, and that power is yours because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross to set you and I free from living a life powerless. Here's Jesus. Now, the full context of this moment when this woman comes to Jesus is there was another man that had approached Jesus and had shared with Jesus that his 12-year-old daughter was dying. And this was a man of position, a man of status, a man of authority who came to Jesus, stopped everything, and said, I need you to come. I need you to come and I need you to touch my daughter. So Jesus was on his way to go heal this young girl. Man, I love Jesus. He just, 24 hours, 7 days a week, he was all about demonstrating his power that God had given him, his dad, to set us free and to bring healing in our lives. And so in the midst of going to bring healing, here is a woman that has had an issue of blood. It was a sickness, a disease. Her blood system was all messed up. Her blood system was bad. And here she had been like this for 12 years. Scripture tells us she tried everything for 12 years. She'd gone to go see doctor after doctor. She'd spent all of her money. 12 years of going and seeing the wrong people for her healing. 12 years of trying to get her life right and going to all the wrong places. That speaks on behalf of many of us who have been nothing but a mess. We've lived our life in sin. We've lived our life feeling ashamed for just the stuff that goes on in our minds, the actions of our life, the things that we've done. Some of us, we've spent years just a big mess. There's been something wrong in our blood system. And we've attempted to find some type of healing or some type of embetterment or some type of just something that would just at least give me a fix or feel better about myself temporarily for today. And we've lost a lot of time. But you can make up that time if you come to the great physician. It's never too late to come to Jesus. No matter how ashamed you might feel because you've been in the wrong relationship with the wrong man for a very long time, or you've been in a wrong relationship with a woman very long time, you've been in that relationship and it's been wrong. Maybe some of you've been in sin for a very long time and you feel guilty and ashamed, but it's never too late for you to come to Jesus. Because some of you have lived this life without power, without freedom, without victory, way too long. I want to speak to people. You've had stuff going on in your mind. You've been oppressed in your mind way too long. You've struggled with sin in your mind. It's just wicked thoughts constantly just bombarded because you haven't come to the great physician who can bring healing to your mind. Set your mind free. Cleanse your mind. In his power, in his authority, his power is yours if you take it and receive Jesus. I don't care how long you've been living in sin tonight. I don't care how long you've been living in guilt and in shame. I don't care how long you've been deceived to think that you can't get your life together. You might be embarrassed to even look at your track record and realize how many mistakes that you've made and how many wrong roads that you've turned down. But I'm here to tell you tonight that there's a new road that you can go on tonight. It's Jesus Christ. He is that road. He's the way. He is the truth. Man, he is the life. He's life. And some of us, man, we've been living without life for too long. And so I look at this woman right here, 12 years of trying to fix it herself, trying to come up in her own mind how to get this situation resolved and how to, if I could just get to this person, and just coming to people, deceived, abused, and used the wrong way. I'm sure there were people that took advantage of her. Here she is. And I can just imagine this moment, right? You know, because with this issue of blood, you know, just the feeling of being ashamed, the feeling of guilt, and I don't have anything else, and no one's been able to fix me, but here's Jesus. Here's Jesus. I've tried every physician, but maybe he's the great physician. Maybe there's finally an answer. Yes, there is. And so in this moment, right, Here it is, Jesus being asked from somebody to go to his daughter. And Jesus is on his way. And scripture says that there was a crowd that pressed Jesus. They just pressed him. And as Jesus is walking, scripture tells us that the woman with the issue of blood, here she is. She has to press into this crowd to touch Jesus. I can imagine hundreds around Jesus as they're going, the disciples there, and everybody just kind of touching and wanting to just see what's going to happen next. Because there's a lot of people that gather together simply out of curiosity, but not to be converted and transformed by Jesus. There are people that come to church all the time because they're just curious to see what it's all about. The praise and worship, the choir singing. It's all just this moment of curiosity. But you know, curiosity killed the cat. Don't. Hey, don't come into the house of God simply out of curiosity. Don't be here because it all just kind of feels good and it's interesting. You come into the house to receive the good news of Jesus Christ and allow him to transform your life. And then watch what happens. He'll blow your mind. It'll be a lot more exciting than just fulfilling your curiosity. There'll be a transformation in your life. It wasn't about curiosity with this woman. No. Not 12 years. 12 years of being in the mess that I've been in. Forget curiosity. I need to touch Jesus. I need to touch him. And I don't know, because it's a lot of people here. They're pressing in. They're all talking. They're all talking about, or maybe this man that came to him is way more important than me. Maybe he doesn't have time for me, because that's some of the doubts that I could imagine trying to settle in to think, oh, maybe it's not my time. I'm too weak to keep going. I can't get through. But I'm going to tell you something. If you just press in to just touch and grab hold of Jesus, there's going to be something that's going to happen. If you would just receive Jesus, if you would press in, no matter how long you've been weighed down with sin, no matter how long you've been weighed down with guilt, no matter how long you have felt powerless, there's a Savior that in the moment that you grab hold of Jesus Christ, there becomes a transformation. There becomes a change. You gotta press in. You gotta remove doubt. You gotta remove guilt. You gotta come to this place like, I can't live like this in my mind. I can't live with this person the way I've been living, out of marriage. I can't live in this deception anymore. This stuff that's been coming out my mouth. I've been living a life of just this foul language. Pastor Patrick talked today about corrupt communication, corrupt conversation. Some people in here, the stuff that comes out of your mouth, it's ungodly, and Jesus wants to change the way you talk. Comes. I gotta press through. Now I love this, because she finally makes her way through. She keeps her head down. She's still wrestling with guilt and shame, you know. It's not till you receive Jesus that something happens and you're able to confess and be able to be a testimony. We're gonna get to that. She pressing through. Body's weak. Just feeling just overwhelmed in the moment. Sometimes it feels like there becomes a moment where you just want to quit. No. I've been like this 12 years. It's not going to work. But if you just reach out and just touch Jesus, just touch him. I got him. She just presses through. I got him. She touches. And scripture says that immediately. I can imagine this weak moment as she touches, right? You know, in the book of Mark, I love Mark's gospel. He always says straightway. That's the word in the gospel of Mark. Straightway, meaning this thing does, no, it doesn't linger, it doesn't delay. It just, boom, just happens and she's up. It just happens. Now see, this is awesome, because she made a way, and then here it is. There becomes a cleansing when we grab hold of Jesus. And I love this, because here's Jesus on his way, right? Here's Jesus, and the crowd is pressing in on him. He's just going. He's full of love for us. He loves us. He's hoping that there'll be somebody in this crowd that is here for a little bit more than just curiosity, for a little bit more than just a show, for a little bit more of just something to talk about around town. But is there somebody that wants to tap into the power source of Jesus Christ? And so I can imagine him going his way and then just stopping once she touched the hem of his garment. Yes, sir. I can imagine the smile across his face, because he loves to give us his power. He loves to transform lives. He loves that you and I would receive the good news of Jesus and not live our lives 12 years in sin, 12 years in depression. He loves when we would just reach out and say, I need you. And he stops. Who touched me? Whew. Who touched me? Now, he's God. He already knows who touched him. This is so cool. Jesus is the best. Who touched me? And you got Peter, right? My brother has so much to learn. He's a young disciple. This particular young man always felt like he had the right thing to say. Jesus, yeah, there's a whole bunch of people pressing you. Everybody's touching you, sir. Let's keep on going. Come on. No. 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 No, who touched me? You see, somebody took some of my power. Not that he was made weaker in that moment. Not that he was drained. Not that something fell out of him. It's just somebody took some power from the master, Jesus. But somebody took some of my good stuff. Somebody actually understands that I am not just the Son of Man, but I'm the Son of God. Somebody in this crowd understands that I'm here on this earth to set you free. Somebody understands that if you would take hold of my power, I've got the victory that belongs to you. It's my power that I have for you. So for all you curious folk, hold on a minute, all right? I'm going to get to that young lady, and she's going to be set free, and she's going to come to life too. But for right now, somebody tapped into my power source. Who touched me? And now we have this moment in God's power and transformation. This young lady who now has the power of God, no longer with her head down, but to put her head up and to say, it was me. I'm healed. I touched you. I've been in bondage for 12 years. But when I touched you, I'm made whole. You're my savior. You've changed my life straightway. And oh, thank Jesus. He turns to her and says, oh, your faith to press in and to receive me. Your faith to grab hold of me when the odds are against you. Your faith, despite the shame and despite the guilt, despite, I'm sure, all the things that are running through your mind, despite the frailty in your body, despite the issue of blood, oh, your faith in me has made you well. Now you go in peace. You go in peace. You go in peace. Nobody should walk out these doors tonight powerless. But we should receive Jesus Christ tonight, my brothers and sisters. You just reach out and you touch him. And straightway, there's a healing for you. There becomes a blood transfusion through Jesus Christ. Here's what I mean by that. Because when Jesus came on the earth, the Son of God, he came that we might have life. And life more abundantly. How? Because Jesus Christ, he lived a life that we couldn't live. See, you and I, we're unrighteous. We're flawed. We have failed. We've tried it for years to try to fix things. And while we were yet sinners, trying to fix it ourselves, while you and I have still been trying to figure out, how can I get this mind to just calm down? I wish I would just have peace for one night. While we've been still trying to figure that out, Jesus went through a cross. He went to a cross, and every dirty thought that has passed through our mind, every wicked act, he died for it. He went to the cross. 2,000 years ago, he came on this earth for one reason, that you and I might be set free, that it would be well with our soul, that we would have peace. He went to the cross. And this is what I'm telling you tonight. You got to reach out and touch. Touch the cross of Jesus Christ tonight. Reach out and touch Jesus who went to a cross. At that cross, there was the transfusion. At that cross, there was an exchange. We should have been on that cross, but somebody else's blood was shed for us. The blood of Jesus. His blood washes us clean. His blood sets us free. His blood that was shed on the cross says, I am healed. His blood that was shed on the cross says, I don't have to live my life with an issue of blood, because now it's his blood that's in me that has set me free. His blood has given me healing. His blood has given me victory. His blood shed on the cross has the power for me to walk and move and have new life every day. Because of Jesus. That's it. That's the good news. That's Jesus Christ. Would you have faith tonight to reach out and touch Jesus as your Lord and Savior? To come to a place where enough is enough. I'm not going to live like this anymore. No. Everybody around me has just been moving along. That's it. I'm going to press into Jesus. No one has to walk out of here tonight living a life powerless. His power is your power tonight. His power is your power. The power to live life in his grace, unmerited favor, his mercy that you and I don't deserve. His power to walk whole. His power to be free. His power to receive his forgiveness that we might forgive others. His power for you and I to break the chains and the bondage of addiction. His power to set you free from depression. His power to set you free from loneliness. His power to restore marriages. To restore marriages. You make him your savior tonight. His power to restore your marriage, as you've heard tonight. Nothing is impossible with God. That's why he has all the power. Oh, glory to God. Could you stand with me? Hallelujah. Music ministry, let's get ready to worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to come forward tonight and we're going to pray. We're going to touch Jesus and receive him as our Savior. I want to pray. Here's who I'm calling forward. Listen to me. I want to call some people forward who have never received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You've been living life with some stuff. We don't even have to discuss that. I've shared a few things descriptively, and maybe that was you. Maybe there's some other things that I haven't even said tonight. But guess what? God knows your stuff, and he's ready to stop what he's doing and receive you. He's not going to keep going. You're not going to go unnoticed. You might feel like in this life here in New York City, even as my sister shared, just feeling like overwhelmed in this city, feeling like you're just another face in the crowd. Let me tell you something. If you reach out and touch Jesus, you're not just a face in the crowd unnoticed. You're God's people, and he's gonna fill you with his power. And if you're ready to receive Jesus Christ tonight, I want to pray with you. We want to pray with you. I want you to come forward right now. And then here's another person I'm calling forward right now. Those of you tonight that feel powerless, no more living life like that. You have felt powerless in your mind. Enough is enough. Let Jesus Christ transform your mind, renew your mind. You come forward. You felt powerless in your life and the way you've been living. Let me tell you something now. Live differently now if you just grab hold of Jesus Christ. Now you come forward. You come forward. Because you're going to walk out of here with the peace of Jesus Christ. Come forward wherever you are, in the balcony, on the floor. Come forward. If you have a friend and you're just not sure about this, hey, turn to that friend and say, come with me. I'm not sure to do this on my own, but I need somebody to walk with me. And you start coming. It is time for just a transformation. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. There is time to break every chain. Every chain. Every chain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tonight, you're going to receive the power of Jesus. Would you pray this prayer with me? Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, I stand before you this evening in great need of you. Be my Savior. I believe in you. I believe you died on the cross for my sins, my failures, my flaws. You are a substitute for me. You took the price for me, the death that I deserved. Jesus, I believe that you rose again on the third day in all of your power and in all of your glory. Raise me up, Jesus, with your power. Make me a new person tonight. Break every chain, the chains of addiction, the chains of depression, the bondage of loneliness. Break it now in my life. Make me whole. Wash me in your blood. Give me your power to live every day in freedom and in victory. Victory that only comes from you, Jesus. I surrender my life. Not only do I touch you tonight, but I'm holding on to you, Jesus. Live inside of me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And amen, and amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God.